Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Obviously with the Falcons and the Braves. And the Hawks, guys, we've got three of the major four. But with this conversation, Mike, about arenas and multi-use and purpose facilities around potential arenas that are going to be built in different parts of the city, a couple of different plans. The NHL is well aware that there are people here in Atlanta that want this opportunity. There's stories up there in Forsyth County, Mike, about the land. There's just a lot of smoke. And right. So it gets us to this conversation about, yeah, there are a lot of people here who want hockey. I do think hockey would be supported this time around, and that's hard to say because we've lost it a couple of different times. But part of this conversation, Mike, is the conversation you're having with listeners and certainly people who are just, you know, interested in this conversation. And that is, well, where's the best place to put this if, in fact, we get it?
And I get it. If you live in the 400 corridor, that's perfect for you. Not perfect for everybody else in Metro Atlanta. I mean, and I get it. I understand the arguments because I've been having them for 30 years here. I mean, nobody wants to deal with the connector. Sorry, Steve Coonan. You know, State Farm is a pain in the arse to get to. It just is. Just like going to Falcon games is a major pain in the butt on a Thursday night or a Sunday or a Monday night. It just is, you know? So we know what we're dealing with. But I will say this. I've always felt, and no one really ever brings this up, Cobb Galleria would, for me, be a perfect location. Because we bellyached about, and you and I, guilty as charged, I never in a million years thought the Battery and Truist Park would be as great as it is. I thought it was going to be a traffic boondoggle. I don't know about you, Carl. I've never missed a first pitch. You know, and it's just, it's worked out perfect. Getting in, getting out. And I just thought the Cobb Galleria, that's kind of dying on the vine. I would think that would be a decent location. Now, I don't know how the Braves would feel about it. I know North Point, I guess North Springs up there is another location.
All 400.
It just seems Forsyth for a lot of folks who live in Midtown. If you live in Decatur, if you live in, you know, that's too far up 400 for a lot of people. But anyone I've spoken with, it just seems like they're dead set against ever coming back to watch hockey in what was Phillips and now State Farm.
So,
unless you live where I live.
Yeah. Well, Alabama. If you go to certain cities, and I'll use this one because Mike and I just experienced it, but I could tell you this is this way in San Francisco. There are a lot of places where you're going to go watch a game in the stadium or where you're going to watch that game is not close. And it's a commute. And no matter where you live in the city, it's a commute. But we just went up, and I'm using this as an example, and this is why they're about to change this, to D.C. for the Army-Navy game. And if you've never been to where the Commanders play their home games, it's not RFK. RFK, that's where they're thinking, and they want to put the new stadium where the old RFK was.
Mile behind the Capitol.
It's perfect. This stadium is a hall, and there's one way in and one way out, and it is traffic from hell, okay? So you're getting there 3-4 hours before the game because you're not going to be able to just roll up and park and get in. And then when the game's over, guess what? People are hanging out 3 hours after because you just can't get in your car and roll out. And part of the discussion up there, and Mike is gets us back to be, right. Where is a perfect place here if we
your
get an NHL
code.
Team.
It's your zip code.
Always.
It's the perfect place.
It basically. Always is.
But I mean, you right now, whoever's listening, wherever your zip code is, that's where you think it's perfect.
Oh, yes, because I don't want right. to travel. I don't want to go 30, 45 minutes. But my point is, a lot of times, it's where the deals are done.
Right.
They didn't put that stadium there because it was convenient for fans to get to. They put it there because the land was perfect. They got tax breaks, and that's what's going to happen here.
Why do you think we go to Flowery Branch?
Correct.
I mean, Hall County bent over backwards for Arthur Blank and the Falcons.
So part of this is, like, we can be and moan about it, and yes, it'd be great to get a team, but once it happens, and Mike's right, I cannot tell you, because I live in Cobb. Everybody in Cobb, and the thing about this whole stadium deal, and now everybody's over it because, look, there's nothing we can do about it. But the under-the-table stuff, right, and the taxes that ultimately went up, thank you guys, that was the part that everybody's like, hold on, wait a minute, what are you talking about?
That deal was done basically in a vacuum, in secret.
But the stadium and Truist and the surrounding area has been great. And Mike's right. I was like, oh, my God, my commute's about to be the 2 hours. It's not. I never get stopped in that area. Like, I keep flying through. It's never an issue. And I just think when we talk about this hockey situation, and you're going, Dukes and Bill, are we getting a hockey team? Not right now. But we do know we're pursuing one. And part of our conversation and Mike's frustration today when we talked about this earlier is like, why does everybody want it in this particular spot? Why can't it be anywhere else?
Yeah, and I get it. You know, the argument was, and I've heard it, and I've argued about it, and I understand some of it to a point. You know, getting downtown, if you live in Alpharetta, is a major pain in the ass. It just is. I lived in Sandy Springs for my first 2 years here. And even then, it wasn't easy. The connector is a disaster. We missed our opportunity with mass transit to go where it needed to go for a number of reasons. I think we understand why, you know, and that ship has sailed. So the only folks that feel that they deserve it are the folks who were Thrasher fans, who felt, you know, I can't see a homeless person. Oh, my God, it's a pain in the ass to park. And it is. And yeah, the homeless thing, you know, for some lily white people, oh my God, it's like, you know, their lives are shaken if you see a bum. You know, I mean, and I get it. I thought Mayor Franklin did a great job. Subsequent, you know, mayors have not done a great job with the homeless situation. We'll talk more about that coming up in Guy Talk because there's a pledge to clean that up, Carl, in time for the World Cup. But getting back to people's objections, it's basically about the traffic downtown. So it has to be up there in that corridor. Yeah, but now you've basically eliminated 2/3 of the Metro Atlanta. Which you guys don't care about. I mean, you don't think a black fan who lives in South Fulton or a white guy like me who lives in Peachtree City would want to? I mean, that becomes now I can't do season tickets. Now it's a once maybe a month opportunity to go watch the thing. So it's not centrally located to Metro Atlanta. It's centrally located to the northern suburbs, which they maintain says that's where it needs to be because we're the only people that are going to go. They believe that that's the only folks that make up the fan base, which I disagree with.
Remember. And this is part of why a lot of folks were upset in Atlanta when the Braves moved out of the city was we're going to where our fans are. I'm not saying that. They said that. They did research and they said, hey, certain level of income and people who come to our games on a majority of the nights, this is going to work for us. Now, the irony is if you're good, guess what? Everybody comes. It doesn't matter. But that was part of that discussion when they moved from the TED to where they are now. And so, Mike, to your point, look, obviously, if I'm going to spend $3 billion, whoever this is going to be, and I'm going to build a multi-use facility and a new arena, I'm going to do research, too. Because I need to know that wherever this is going to be, that the income and the people who we need to come to these games are going to be able to do it. And that's economics, guys. I'm sorry. Like, that bothers you. That's just the way it is. That's why certain stadiums and arenas are where they are. But I will say this. I commend Arthur Blank for keeping the new stadium. They could have built that stadium anywhere. They could have took Mercedes-Benz. There were so many locations around town.
Right.
Outside of the perimeter.
Remember the Doraville
discussion? Absolutely. Yeah. And everybody's like, wait a minute. And Arthur Blank said, you know what? MARTA Steel is there. It makes sense. And they did it. And I think it's perfect. And I think it's great for our city. But they could have done that Mercedes-Benz anywhere. 404-726-0929. Speaking of Doraville, Day-Day just said this. And you guys can text us. Let us know what you think. Just the conversation we're having, man, is, look, it'd be great to get the fourth major. I think it's going to happen. I can't give you a timetable. But this is going to be a big part of the discussion is where's the best location. The Doraville, where the General Manager Motors plant was.
Yeah.
It's a big TV complex now.
Right.
What about somewhere over there?
Yeah, I think that's probably – I don't think that's on the blueprint. Now, we're getting there's technically – Vernon Krause has gotten ahead of everybody. There are other ownership – potential ownership groups here in Atlanta, but Vernon Krause is the name you've seen on the media. And, again, for the life of me, I don't know where – and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the Krause family or his group of auto dealerships. I don't know where he comes up with the $1 billion expansion fee, unless he's going to have multiple partners, which is another part of the conversation, if you permit me. Well, we've covered the location. I also think the North Point Mall area in Alpharetta is better, although not perfect. You still have some of the same arguments you and I just made for Southside.
It's just not as far up 400.
And again, and a lot of these are big arguments, political arguments, racial arguments about why we never expanded MARTA. And also MARTA's incompetence, which gives no person's confidence outside the perimeter to want it coming to their neighborhood. As a guy that used to use MARTA on a regular basis, I speak from experience. It's really poorly run. Sorry. Maybe that changes someday. Not holding my breath. But getting back to the owner, you're going to need $1 billion or more, Carl, for that next expansion fee. The other thing is, and I'm just throwing reality here, guys, as our old agent Lester Saul used to say, Carl, the world you live in and there's the world you want. And a lot of hockey fans see this and they think it's like, oh, it's coming. The NHL wants to be in Houston. That's one of the cities they want to go to next, based on multiple reports that I've read. We've also blown it twice. Fans, not the fans' fault, Atlanta Spirit LLC and Tom Cousins' fault. Do you think we'll actually get a third crack at it? That's another part of this. Or do they go to another major metro? The NHL wants two more franchises in the States. They want more American hockey. But it's just the question I have is, do you want to have another committee of owners, Carl? I'd love to see a true billionaire, one vision, doing it.
I would, too. And look, I don't know if Mr. Vernon Krause yes, has all of what he needs. But from my understanding, there are a variety of people who are interested in helping him do this. And that gets you to whatever number you need to get to. Forsyth County, guys, for those who don't know, has already approved that $3 billion mixed-use project, which is called The Gathering. And that's the one thing we've talked about. And our buddy over at WSB, Zach Klein, has been reporting on this. There have been others. So, you know, that's already in the works. But this is just one of those things, like, I don't know if there's the best place. I don't know. Because, Mike, to Mike's point, if they put it – I'm going to tell you right now. If they put it down by you, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not making that many games. So it goes both ways if you look.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
North, south, east, or west. But I don't know if there's a perfect place.
A lot of guys asking us, how big is the footprint at Pennant Park, the real estate the Braves just picked up?
Oh, that's interesting. That's across the street, isn't it?
Yeah, over 75. And that's, I know that Forsythians get upset, and Alpharettans, but I mean, there are other parts of the city that are viable for hockey, believe it or not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.